Welcome to Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, episode 45. What's in the Netflix box? Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Acting. Hey. All right. So pick it up once again. SVP here, joined with
Taryn Lopez,
Kirk Johnson,
and
Mark Abbott,
who, for some bizarre fucking reason, brought a bag of water.
He got a
to my house.
He got a camel back.
He's on a quest.
Like, for real. It's like,
yo, did you get that with the Creed, with the Assassin's Creed Egypt?
Is that that was in the bundle pack.
Yeah, that was a bundle pack.
I paid $79.95.
I'm a bundle pack. I'm gonna drink this motherfucking water.
And I got a bag.
You get a camel back.
Shit, I got a
Brita season pass.
First of all, I got a Brita filter. You probably drinking some bullshit Dasani.
No, actually, it's Brita water. I put
the water in my Brita filter and I poured that into the bag.
Oh, okay.
Is that a Brita bag?
It's
a Brita bag.
It's a Brita bag now.
He got you, bro. He got a Brita bag.
Yep.
He was on the move.
There it is.
So he can be stranded in the desert.
Yep.
And I'm not going to the desert.
On the 4 train. On the 4 train.
Mm. You never know.
Yeah, it happens. Mm-mm. I mean, I'm saying.
All right. Well.
So, yes.
How much for a bottle of water? What? $2 and change? Man, fuck you. I got my bag.
I'll tell you what, though. That's good for Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If they let you in with it.
Fuck that. It's good for the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They may not let you in.
They might confiscate it, right?
I remember in Disney World,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, we went to Disney World, and they were selling those, these Spritz bottles with fans attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when Ben and I were dating. We went down to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is his wife, for those of you tuning in late. Sorry.
And the interesting thing was, the girl told us when we went in,
mm-hmm.
I think it was like $19 for this thing. And the girl was like,
with a spritz.
With a spritz. And I was like, and that was my first reaction. I was like, I'm not paying fucking $19 for this shit. I walked 3 feet and was like, shit.
Yeah, you are.
Let me get two of those. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what you got, but they got a sucker.
She watched me, too. She stood there with two bottles of that.
Probably had like a heat lamp right on you.
You're like, this motherfucker will be back.
Yeah.
It's July.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Speaking of paying something and something getting taken advantage of, let's talk about Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And some of these horrible-ass horror movies.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's so many at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're like me, you're up in the middle of the night, you're not going to bed anyway. So it's like, all right, fuck it. Let me turn on Haunted Castle 2 or whatever the fuck. Even though you ain't see Haunted Castle 1.
That don't matter.
And then you try to look for it and it ain't there. All right.
Exactly. Can't find it anyway.
So you're like, all right.
Haunted Castle 2.
How hard can it be to catch up with Haunted Castle 2? There's a haunted castle. There's people in it. Probably white people, confused.
Maybe one black guy.
Always splitting up, always going in rooms by themselves. If there are any black, exactly, if there are any black people, they're going to die pretty fast.
Yes.
Way before you get attached to them.
Blood sand or bloody sand or sand and blood.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ.
Oh, well.
I'm not even going there with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
you'll stumble on a gem.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular, Mark and I were just talking about this earlier. The Christmas Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now that
was crazy as
fuck. It's a good anthology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Several stories
in one.
With a build-up inserted
mm-hmm.
in between, which I thought was brilliant.
That's
William Shatner. Great.
Right, mm-hmm. yes, William. Right.
William Shatner pays us a visit in this.
Now, when you mentioned that this is on Netflix, is this Netflix DVD or is this Netflix streaming?
I'm talking streaming.
Excellent.
Talking streaming. Mark's the only one that's living his blockbuster fantasy, still getting DVDs.
I need to make sure because he's the one who brought it up. So I was like, I need to make sure.
No, I know, and I hear you.
No, I hear you. I only still get the DVDs for stuff that I know is not on streaming.
Right.
That I've never seen that I'm like, wow.
You're doing that shit to piss off the post office. That's what you're doing. Pretty much.
Make them work. No. But not for nothing. There are a lot of black horror films from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
That are not on streaming. Mm-hmm. That I've never seen.
Yeah.
And so now I rent them. Mm-hmm. Every once in a blue moon, I'll get something. And I try. You know, the interesting thing about the blaxploitation era of horror films.
Yeah,
they really did try. I give them a lot of credit. The fault lies in the title of a lot of these films. Blackula is a really good vampire film.
It is.
If right. they didn't call it Blackula.
If only they didn't. It actually is.
Because I think, in fact, I watched Scream Blackula Scream.
Yeah.
And I think it's a better film than the original Blackula.
Right.
I think it is an actually really well thought out,
mm-hmm.
well executed horror film.
Uh-huh. Is that on Netflix too?
No, oh, that well, I mean for rental, but it's in a stack
in my bedroom.
But actually on demand on Showtime.
Oh, beautiful!
On Stars actually, they have Scream Blackula Scream.
Wonderful! I will go watch.
Which is, and they had a couple of Exorcist movies like that, and
Sugar Hill.
Although, interestingly enough, Ganja and Hess.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Which I thought, which is interesting because the only reason why I looked up Ganja and Hess was because Dwayne Jones, who was the protagonist in Night of the Living Dead,
is actually in Ganja.
I wanted to see other films that he had been in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ganja and Hess is a terrible movie. And then Spike Lee turns around and takes a terrible movie and makes it even worse.
Oh,
so I'm like, I didn't know that was possible, but
anything's possible.
He has that kind of talent.
Yes, he does.
Which he called, what was it? The Blood of Jesus.
The Blood of Jesus. Yeah. Oh,
so, great premise, but terrible execution.
Mm, okay.
But it's interesting, like when Taryn had every so often Taryn will post on Facebook that she's watching something, and I'll get drawn into it. Mm-hmm. Cube.
Okay.
Yes.
I swear I saw Cube years ago, but it's probably one of those movies like you saw it once,
yeah.
and you forgot you saw it.
Yeah.
Which basically details the story of these people that wake up in this cube, sort of like this puzzle, which we later find out is designed by the government of some sort.
We don't know which government. And that's a huge cube. Like, you wake up in one room, and then, like, there are, like, every wall around you has a doorway, and you have to figure out which doorway you're going to go to, and this doorway might have a thing that's going to kill you with sound. Mm. This one might have a thing that's going to kill you with the moment you step on it. So, yeah, you have to kind of figure out where you're going to go.
Yeah.
And it's all within a cube. You don't know that at first. You just know you're in a room. Right. You have to slowly figure that out. But, yeah, it comes about that you're within a giant cube.
Wow.
With you don't know how many rooms. You have to kind of figure that out as you go.
So it almost sounds like the beginnings of Saw.
Kind of like it, yeah. Because you're stuck. You wake up in a puzzle. Mm. And you just have to figure your way out of it, yeah.
Mm. But you know what I've also noticed with the Netflix streaming? There's a lot of international films.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that kind of turns me off to that is that you literally have to be, like, international films are not movies that you want to watch when you're tired.
Yeah,
because you have to stay.
If you're not multilingual.
You ain't multilingual. You
gotta read.
And you doze off. You wake up. You have no idea where the hell you are.
Right.
Basically.
Why is Marisol doing that?
So that exactly.
Shit.
Did I fall asleep?
Because there are probably a few of them that are good.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
Your ass is gonna fall asleep.
VHS.
Yes, VHS.
Yeah.
The second one,
yes.
The third one,
did
in Spain,
right? Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the third one, but I saw the second one. That was good.
With the wedding in Spain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
The second one was frightening.
Yes.
That one, the second one, when they went to the, cult.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing got birthed. The woman that gave birth to that creature that chased them out of the car.
Oh, wait, we're talking about, is that, wait.
VHS 2.
That's two.
I'm talking about, you know what? I'm talking about something totally different.
Oh.
But yes, I did see VHS 2.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one? There was a zombie. It was in the house, and they had like it was like a camera. It was like a somebody was walking around with a camera. And the first one, it was in a dark place, Contagion, or
yes, Contagion, Yes, it's in a hotel, an apartment building, and it was like six different apartments.
Right, and the second one, they had it in a during a wedding in Spain,
right,
which was also just fucking bananas, and it was awesome.
I really like Contagion.
And the funny thing is, I've seen them both. And yes, that VHS one.
Yes.
It was a cult in Malaysia.
Yes.
Thailand.
Yes.
Yes.
That was frightening.
Yes, it
Dude,
was.
You know how I feel about movies.
Scary.
Yeah, I was like this. And that was an anthology too, right? That was,
yes.
I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I kept, no lie. By the time they actually got out and they started, you know, shooting people and people in, in the classrooms, that, that classroom scene, everything I kept saying was, fuck.
The interesting thing about VHS is that 2 days after you watch it, the one question you should have been asking yourself from the beginning pops into your head is, who the hell recorded this?
Yes!
Yes! Who the fuck had that video camera?
Or the video camera that was recording all of this. And why am I thinking about this 2 days after I watched the film?
Yeah. Yo, this is not good.
No.
This is all not
it's
good.
It's kind of one of those moments when you have when you're sitting around and you're like, why don't they just burn Annabelle?
Thank you. I've been saying that about Chucky since the 80s.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Annabelle's a little worse than Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Annabelle.
But Chucky is some concrete and some cement that's, you know, fallen still, and you'll be fine. You'll get rid of Chucky real quick. Real quick.
Now think about the Netflix and anthologies, ABC's Death.
I never watched that.
I was never crazy about that. I watched it.
You watched it. It was like from A to Z.
Yeah, A to Z. Like
and
all these
some of the stories weren't bad. Mm-hmm. There was some that were just totally like, what the fuck?
Wait, this was like an anthology of like
different directors.
Just talking about different ways to
They took the alphabet.
Uh-huh.
And from A to Z, they made shorts about death.
About different
using
ways to, okay.
each letter
each
from
letter.
The alphabet.
Right. And how you got so that there
That's
was
cool.
one. There was
so
one
like
that was
E is electrocution.
Right. Yeah. But one there was so
D is drowning.
There was one that was so crazy. I think it was for X or Q or some crazy shit.
Right.
That
That's
dude,
a fucked up letter.
That, like people came dressed in fucking like war outfits and killing people, and the sky was purple, and it was just like,
what's this shit?
And the ABC and that
ABC
and I like and I you know I liked it because they knew they were like, we can't fucking do nothing with X.
It's a Q.
I feel like there's a two.
Yeah, there was a second one. There was a second one.
There was a second one, too. I didn't see the second one yet. Mm-hmm. But I would say ABC's Death would be on that list. Because it's fun, and you know what? It's A to Z.
I'm down for that.
And some of that, there's one where in Japan, there was a Japanese director, and there was a fart involved that killed people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There was a farting.
There has to be a Japanese episode. There has to be. They have the best horror movies.
I will say this. One of the best things to pop up on Netflix.
Yes.
Black Mirror.
I love Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Right.
I am so ready for season 4.
Has changed the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Genre and flipped it on its head.
It brought it into the 21st century.
It's very much speculative horror.
Well, I will tell you this. The second season, I didn't get past the first story.
Uh-huh.
It took me weeks to sit down. The story about the girl who was getting likes online.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
it was just
was
too close to home.
That was fucked up.
And it was just and just the ideology that we as people like Instagram and Snapchat and even Facebook.
Yeah.
We our lives are just based on whether or not how many likes we get.
How many likes you get.
Mm-hmm. How many times people how many people are following us.
Yeah.
The fact that if you unfriend somebody, they lose their shit. Oh my God, I got unfriended by this person today.
Yep.
And it's like, really? Seriously?
How dare you?
Yeah. It's like you're never going to see this purple on the street. It's like,
it's like, I never met you, but how dare you unfriend me?
How do you unfriend me?
That was one of the premises for Orville.
And that
yes.
was that's
yes.
what I was saying a while back.
Yes.
I was like, Orville kind of Orville ripped off two Black Mirror episodes, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
That episode
yeah.
and what was it? Hate the Nation.
Mm.
What was
with
the
what? I don't remember
that plot. That was the one with the Mecha Bees.
Yes.
Which, by the way, that shit should have been in the theater.
Okay. Yeah.
That premise was
perfect.
Bananas.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is what this is the premise. It's distant future.
Yeah.
Not so distant future. We, as our fucked up humans that we are, we have basically wiped out bees.
Okay.
Which, when you try to explain this to dumb motherfuckers, you don't really get anywhere. But the truth is, once you wipe out bees, you wipe out agriculture.
Ultra, yeah.
Which means you wipe out food, which means you wipe out everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, somebody develops... mechanical bees that basically operate in the same manner, but
Bebop.
This cat hacks into the system and then creates a whole like hashtag thing where whoever the fuck's socially unacceptable at the time, because you know they insulted a little kid or they did something really hard, just like the Orville thing where he's humping the statue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, if you get so many of the hashtags, then all of a sudden, you're somewhere, chilling, doing whatever the fuck, and then you start going into a seizure.
Yeah.
And you die. And then, so it took autopsies and whatever to figure out what the common link with these people was. And it was like, yeah, you were getting trashed on the internet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then what happened is a mechanical bee went up into your fucking nose and up into your pain center in your head.
Yeah.
And you fucking died.
X'd you out.
Fucks me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to tell you anything else because since you haven't seen it, I want you to see it.
And this is in season, which season of
three. Black Mirror? Three. Season three.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Season 3.
Of Black Mirror. It's the last episode. And it's crazy. That's all I got to say. It's crazy. And Black Mirror was crazy. I got a funny story, speaking of Black Mirror.
Oh, break
so, down. You know the first episode with the Prime Minister has to have sex with
pig.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, a couple of Thanksgivings ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, no.
Wow, yeah.
Where is this going?
I love how he starts off. A couple Thanksgivings ago.
So
I'm visiting my mother.
Yeah.
And I hook my mom's up with Apple TV because she's retired. She's got time to watch shit and whatever, you know.
Of course.
And somebody kept telling me, yo, SVP, Black Mirrors, that's right up your alley. That's this, that's that, da, 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 da. All right, great. So I play that episode where mom and I'm sitting on the couch, like with my mom's, like where my mom's
watching the
first episode, first season of Black Mirror.
Yep.
With my mom's, and I'm like, and when they get to this whole thing, this dude having to have sex with this pig, I was just like, oh my god. And surprisingly, we got through the episode.
Right.
But then, of course, really into it.
But then my mom's was like, you know, can we just watch a comedy? And us.
Right on, Mom.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Right on, Mom.
Yes, Mom.
Well, you know, the comedy. I had to sit. Wait. Because I got.
He has to bang a pig.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell, Mom.
I have to.
Yeah, I know. Right? You didn't find that funny.
I have to piggyback on.
No pun intended.
So no, none at all. But years ago,
I'll never eat pork again.
When Hollywood Video was still open.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
My mother calls me up one night and she goes, "So I went to Hollywood Video. You know how they have a recommendation." Mm-hmm. So she goes, "So the guy behind the counter recommends this movie. I don't know if you saw it because I know you're into horror films. I didn't know it was a horror film. I think you might like this. Did you ever see, oh my God, why am I forgetting the name of the film?
This is the punchline.
It's the vampire film with Tarantino.
Dawn.
Oh, Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn. I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, the guy told me that it was a crime movie.
That's what he recommended
to your mother. And my mother, and my mother
first,
was like,
for the first 20 minutes,
but wait,
yeah.
But wait, the comedy is, forget the horror of the thing. All my mother kept harping on was like, she goes, but what I couldn't get past was the little Mexican guy going, big pussy, little pussy. And I'm like, Ma, stop. Don't talk no more. So, please stop. Man. Stop with that.
Certain things you do not want to hear your mother say.
You don't
want to
hear your mother say. But I was like, she was like, but it was a good movie. I'm like, you sat through.
And this is a scenario where somebody gets their face punched in.
From yeah. Dusk
Till Dawn.
You gave my mom Dusk Till Dawn.
You gave my mother Dusk Till Dawn.
You recommended my mom Dusk Till Dawn. I'll punch you so hard. You ain't going to see Dusk and Dawn.
I do have to say, Netflix has a great batch of original.
Yes.
Content.
Yes, yeah, their original content. So
their original content. Beyond the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched Orzak,
mm-hmm.
All right, which was really good.
I
want
to look into that, yeah.
That was good. Bloodline was really good.
Frontier
was really good.
Frontier's crazy.
That, yeah.
So
Jason Momoa.
And speaking of Netflix originals, speaking of that, and I want to say December 22nd.
Yeah.
This Will Smith thing.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Right.
This Will Smith thing.
That looks so much
bananas.
Fun.
That looks bananas. Yeah.
Bright drama with fantasy. Holy shit.
But, yeah.
You know what Bright almost reminded me of?
What? Alienation.
Alienation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. When I saw the trailer, I was like, wow, this is just like Alienation.
I forgot that.
What was the science fiction?
Alienation was the shit. I enjoyed Alienation.
Let me tell you, I've never been so angry with a series in my life. Like, I grew up where, like, television series, I always thought that me liking a television series was the death of the television series.
Oh, no.
Because every time I would like something, the fucking thing would just end.
Right.
Like, Alien Nation pissed me off so bad. Because it was like...
Hashtag time bandits. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That was like... I was so upset with the way they ended it because the guy got poisoned by some flower. And then it's almost, you know what? Sci-fi did the same shit with Farscape. They ended Farscape in a way that we were just like, wait, that's it?
Oh, but there is a movie.
And then we saw a movie two years later. And I'm like, that's not justified. Like, you left me.
Right.
You left me abandoned.
That was that 2 years.
It's like I'm like sitting on the corner waiting for my friend to come home.
And I didn't even know about I'm so used to fucking TV shows just shit in the bed. All right, see you, motherfucker. You know, and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know that I didn't even. And then one day I was just bullshitting around on the internet, and then I find out about the movie.
Oh,
so
you
now
didn't even
I'm
know.
On, I didn't even know.
Oh, my
so
God.
So now I'm on Amazon. Shut up and take my money. And I get that.
You knew that. So it's a...
But how many shows where you don't get that at all?
CBS. I got to say
how many shows where you don't get that at all?
CBS had a TV show called Now and Again with Dennis Haysbert.
Okay.
Where he took the brain out of what's the guy's name from the big guy why am I forgetting his name now?
What else was he on the
Roseanne Barr thing.
Oh,
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Okay.
Played an executive who falls asleep and lands on the train tracks. Gets killed. Dennis Haysbert is this doctor that takes his brain and puts it into a body of a 20-year-old guy who's like just complete. Like they manufactured this man's body.
Okay,
and he's like some kind of superhero, like government superhero.
Right.
And I'm like, and as the season went on, I'm like, it started to really get good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end the scene because the whole problem with the show was that. The guy now retained his memory of who he was,
uh-huh.
but they wouldn't let him visit his wife.
RoboCop. Mm.
So what he did was he interjects himself into his wife's life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And wow. at the end of the season,
yeah.
he goes in, grabs his wife and daughter, runs, and the government is chasing him. And we never come back again.
And that's it.
What kind of...
Because it probably wasn't rating.
It probably wasn't rating,
and they were like, nope, this we're is done. Too... Yep. We're done. This is too expensive.
And we fall into that trap constantly with a good show.
Mm,
yeah. I mean, there's some things that should have never been brought back, like V.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That had no, had no business coming back.
Stargate Atlantis?
Ooh. Although the Bionic Woman was good.
Was it?
Yes.
I actually enjoyed
the Bionic Woman, and they were just like, yeah, nah. We're not.
It was only one season, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it does
not. See, that's...
How did we all feel about the X-Files reboot?
You know, I liked it. It was insane.
I didn't watch it.
I enjoyed it for what it was.
I did.
Yeah. I don't know, that's kind of where I am.
I don't know if it warrants an entire series, which now apparently it has birthed.
Right.
But I don't know if it warrants that. But I thought it was fun seeing them come back and actually
switch. Is it a series when you only bring back six, seven episodes?
Yeah, so it's like a mini series. Yeah.
Right. Getting back to the fucking CW folks, they're cranking out. Like, they're old school. They're cranking out, like, 20-some-odd episodes a season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that, to me, means that the people that work on that show have no fucking life. Think about that. If you are working at CW shit, and you gotta make this guy look like he's you're working on this show, and this one's gotta be running around, she's gotta be flying... This got to be pseudo CW Batman.
Yeah.
You know.
You're stuck in house. You're literally stuck in house.
I mean, no.
You don't have a chance to go anywhere.
And I'm not.
Yeah, no.
But come on. That's where shit is shook in.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember the Green Arrow having a team in the comic books. Mm-hmm. I don't remember all this. I mean, am I?
No, you're not.
No, you're right.
You're not wrong.
But he does.
Okay.
Arrow became
TV Batman.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, until this boy on Gotham, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know,
grows up and becomes.
Can we talk about that for a hot second? Like,
yes.
Gotham got good. Like, this season of Gotham got really entertaining.
You know,
it did. The kid's a good actor. Going back to something you said a while ago,
that
kid's a good actor.
He grew it.
I will say this.
Yeah, at first I wasn't feeling it.
Well, for me, I knew that I was going to love this show.
Uh-huh.
The first episode when they kill the Waynes and the scream that comes out of this kid's mouth when his parents died, I felt that. I was like, wow. Because, I mean, we've seen that scenario 1,000 times with the Batman movies.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the Waynes get killed. But, you know, they turn the gun, the furls fall, we turn on the kid, the kid doesn't say. But for me, that just, I was like, okay, we have arrived with a good. And for a minute, I was worried about Gotham because it started to go off the rails.
It went crazy for a hot
second.
Because it was like, we're going to try and dump everybody from the Batman.
Like, every obscure character. Arkham.
They did a few things that made no sense. They had Harvey Dent be way older than he needed to be.
They had
pseudo Joker, and we talked about this in previous episodes.
Yes.
It might be more concept.
Yeah, the
Graysons.
Way early. Exactly. Fuck are you doing?
Give us another 20 years. Then you know.
Ain't nobody ready to adopt anybody right now.
Ain't no wars happening. Batman is Alfred's war.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the hell?
Anybody my war?
Even though things have gotten better, I still say every once in a while they do some shit that irritates me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like this last thing with this fucking Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man wannabe.
That
was in this one episode.
Yes.
Dude. I'm glad one of you saw what I was talking about. Because I was just like, yeah, it was a Demolition Man ripoff.
With the hair and everything?
Yes!
Why?
Dark skin, gnarly voice dude. Yeah, hey Jim, how you doing? What the fuck am I watching?
I'm a little mad I didn't even think of that. And I like Demolition Man. I'm a little mad.
Wow. Oh my god.
I forgot about that fucking pissed me off. Sorry. I was just like, why?
You know what? Gotham is going to be like that guilty pleasure. Like, it's going to fuck you up every so often. But every so often, it's going to be like...
It's becoming my Point Break of TV shows. That's what it is.
I am the Batman. It's like...
Oh, man. Isn't that wild? The fuck?
There was an episode of Gotham where I just sat there on the couch and was just like, the fuck just happened now? Because it was like, Mr. Freeze showed up, and I was like,
was he the lackey of Penguin yet?
No.
Oh, okay, now he is.
And now he is.
He's his henchman.
I mean, I like...
Right.
Wait, who's the henchman?
Mr. Freeze is the henchman of Penguin at the moment.
Penguin.
Putting it out there.
I try to remember, because you mentioned, okay, so that we couldn't. So apparently, the girl playing Poison Ivy got a growth spurt. So we're like, we gotta get rid of her. And she falls into a vat and comes out as a grown woman. And I'm like,
next season she comes back.
A stupid grown woman, though, and because she's still a kid. Because
she's got the mentality of like a 12-year-old.
A 12-year-old.
But in the next season, she comes back and she's like pure woman. Okay. She's like grown up and she's physically grown up. So I don't know how they're going to justify that, but she comes back next season.
You know what? Let me know when you decide to introduce the man bat.
That'll happen.
Start introducing the man bat, and instead of using like an actual real like vampire bat or...
No, they use
a fruit bat.
The dude.
And have him like...
They're gonna bring in Willem Dafoe.
I'm only waiting for two things. I'm waiting for Clayface.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for Killer Croc.
And that's the other thing.
I think they were...
So now, Butch... Killer Croc.
Butch is now...
Yes, it's Solomon Grundy. Butch Solomon Grundy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Just let it go. Solomon Grundy made no sense in himself.
In and of himself.
He is a fucking zombie. Yeah, so it makes no sense. Right. So yeah, why not Butch as Solomon Grundy?
I was like, oh.
Wow, you're the biggest...
No, not fine.
Don't worry.
No.
Oh, Ciara.
Not fine.
Ciara kills him at the end.
but that was the thing.
That's the kind of shit that makes you throw your dinner at the television sign.
It's like at some point.
Golden Ash.
Exactly.
There were moments with Gotham that I get like, I almost walked like with the Matrix when I almost walked out the theater and Ben had to grab me before I left because we got. Like, for example, when we got to...
You live here.
when we got to... It wasn't Solomon Grundy who they introduced. It was Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, right. Okay.
Who was Dr. Bashir?
So,
Bashir.
I'm so scared of him. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Who is Father Martell? It was like when we went to see the second Matrix movie, and it's like, who are you? I am the Keymaster. All right, that's it. I'm done. And then, no. Everybody's got a damn key. Now we got somebody else
that makes
involved. It's like, we just keep piling people.
I'm the shooter.
Also, you introduced Ra's al Ghul. I think that he's going to be like an ongoing character.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to kill Ra's al Ghul?
The same way you kill the Black Mask. I was like, well, shit, that was quick. Wait a minute.
So we have two Ra's al Ghuls in TV.
Well, can I just point out that Ra's al Ghul supposed to be immortal.
Yes.
He's been killed in the Batman movies. He's been killed... Now you dead? now you don't even just get killed by Bruce Wayne. You get killed by Muppet Baby Bruce Wayne.
Baby Bruce Wayne.
What the fuck? Come on.
Russell Van Randall Savage comes through. But that shit will take 30 minutes.
But to his credit, he asked Bruce to kill him. It wasn't that Bruce bested him. He asked him.
Really?
It was a
listen.
Relief.
Listen, right. all at this point,
I was trying.
The only thing
you mean like this picture of Blackula I have on the wall, as he's like walking to the sun.
Listen, at this point, I'm just waiting for Jonah Hex to show up. At this point, him or Lobo?
Lobo shows up
in the
costume. I'm actually good with Lobo.
That's why you're eating your corn chips and you're like Lobo.
First of all, Lobo's gonna show up on Supergirl. That's where he's gonna show up.
Can we all agree that Lobo should show up though? Like,
yeah,
I've been waiting for a Lobo movie. I would love that.
Wait, hold on. Since we brought that up, casting.
Yes.
Who would you cast for Lobo?
Yes.
Your dad.
Ooh.
Jason Momoa. Oh, he's already.
Jason Momoa. He's already. He's Aquaman.
He would have been
perfect Lobo.
Perfect Lobo.
He would have.
Yo, dude plays Negan. As Lobo.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yeah,
Jeffrey Dean
make Morgan. Him Lobo. I'd be down for that. Well, if he doesn't play Batman.
I got one.
That's the only way to play
him. I got one.
Okay.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman as Lobo. Yeah, okay.
The Beast? Nice.
That'd be fun.
He's getting too long in the tooth there.
You think?
He can't do Hellboy no more.
Sure. Yeah, they replaced him with what's his
last
name?
Last thing we saw him was in Pacific Rim.
Right.
And he looks like it's time, man. It's just time.
Oh, shit.
It's time.
You know, look. He's the last son of anarchy. He's done. Oh, done. Oh, no. You know who you get? Speaking of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Opie.
Oh.
And you guys seen Anarchy? Sons of
yes,
Anarchy?
Yes, of course.
Get Opie.
The whole series is over there.
Get Opie to get to Lobo.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his name. Ryan something.
Ryan something.
But yeah, big dude.
The Titans. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
He's big.
But
he's been on some crazy.
He's on this Hillbilly movie now, this Hillbilly TV series.
Yeah.
About hillbillies in the hills and shit. And the one black woman who lives in the county who's like, oh, I love your unkempt stringy hair and beard. White boy.
You don't know the name of the show, but you know all this.
I do. I'm a sick nigga.
Batista.
Oh, Batista.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like.
I get behind that.
Brock Lesnar. Since he's nothing to have but WWE. WWE wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Lobo doesn't have to act right, really.
Well, maybe,
right?
No. Maybe.
Oh, if he doesn't have
John
to
Cena.
Wait. If he doesn't have to act?
Yeah.
He does.
Michael Jai White.
No, he has to act. No, shut up. Stop it.
Look. Stop it. He ain't doing Black Panther. I'm going to give him somebody else. He ain't doing Black Panther. Michael Jai.
You need to act as Lobo.
Dynamite.
Michael Jai.
Oh my God.
How about that for a dollar?
I like Opie from Sons of Anarchy. Mm. That's
I like that
one.
I like that one too.
Wow, that's
even I've never seen him be because Lobo's funny.
Yeah.
Right. But it's how you know what? My whole thing, I'll always say it has a lot to do with who's the writer and who's the director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? They bring it out of him, tell him, give him the right scenario, give him the right
motivation. It's got to be directed by the person who did Daredevil. Not Daredevil.
Deadpool.
Yeah, thank you.
Deadpool. Yeah.
Whoever did Deadpool.
Oh, shit.
Or do
what they did with them. Because Colossus was all CGI, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do Lobo as all CGI. Nah, he's mostly
Lobo.
A guy.
No.
He's just a
I wouldn't
dude.
Do that.
Yeah, well, he's an alien dude with an intergalactic motorbike.
Yeah, but I mean, he mostly looks like a human, aside from the fact that he's huge.
Barely human, biker human. Yeah,
okay. Biker human.
They're like a totally different fucking species. Dude.
Yeah.
Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon, human.
He's kind of a Cro-Magnon, actually. You just put Cro-Magnon with a Cajun accent, and that's basically Lobo.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee.
Yeah.
No, Dad can't get for Papa.
I can't think of it. He can hang out with Gambit.
Yeah, right.
That's what we need. We need a Gambit movie.
We're getting
a
it.
Good
it's
one.
Starring what's his name? Fucking Magic Mike. I should you not.
Oh wait,
oh, no.
Tatum.
He's not the Gambit movie.
Is playing Gambit?
Yes, Channing Tatum.
I did hear about that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I did hear about that.
I guess I'd have to see.
He's apparently. He's apparently from New Orleans.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to be able to
do the accent.
Walk the walk, talk the talk.
Yep. Supposedly, mm-hmm. I ran.
You know what? You know what?
But yeah.
So can half the black guys in Tremé.
Gosh.
But we didn't talk. But Wendell Pierce.
So you ain't fucking Wendell Pierce.
You're not fucking Wendell Pierce. Gambit. Wendell, come on. Wendell Pierce is Gambit.
Come on, man. What is wrong with you?
Shit. Beast, baby.
Between acting, it's like, well, if you CGI the dude and give it to Wendell,
man. Listen,
we should have a real
guy
in there.
Me sitting through Wendell Pierce playing Gambit is the equivalent of me watching Alex Cross.
Really? Wait, really?
Wait, Tyler Perry?
But you can sit through Tatum Chaney.
I just sit through 8 Mile.
I can say that.
Before
8 Mile wasn't bad.
I can see. I have to see it.
You can see Tatum Chaney.
I truly have to see. Mm. I have to watch it.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it really does. I'll put it this way.
Mm.
In the past, there have been movies that have been rebooted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, man, I just don't. Like, for example, Fright Night.
Right.
I loved Fright Night as
yes,
a kid.
The
like,
original one,
like,
yes.
And when I heard they were doing
the remake,
and then who they picked to play Jerry.
I know.
I was like, oh.
I know.
I was like, there's no way in the world this
but
is good.
But did you see it?
And it was good.
It was fucking good.
I was so, not only was I pleasantly surprised with
good.
It, but then they put, what's the name, who played Jerry in the original.
Yes, I forgot
Chris Sarandon.
Chris
Thank
Sarandon
you. Thank you.
Makes an appearance
yep.
in there. And I was just like, okay, now you have my blessing because you at least put...
You paid honor
to the original.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I honestly was like, I don't see how you guys could... And I knew how I was sold on that film was when he went to save the girl
mm-hmm.
and they run out into the sun and she burst into flames.
Yes.
And just dissipate behind him. And I was like, wow, I did not see that coming. And then David Tennant playing
the vampire,
Peter Vincent.
Oh.
It's just
wow.
I was like, okay,
yeah, he was so good.
Yeah.
I got to see this. Sorry,
it's
yes,
Fright
please
Night,
do
the remake.
The remake.
It is surprisingly good.
Although the Fright Night 2 was not good.
No, it was not. Don't see
the
2.
The second one because the Fright Night 2.
Yeah.
The original Fright Night 2 was really good.
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't awful, but it was just sort of like, I can see why it wasn't released.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a dark video.
But it was plausible.
Okay.
But
it was palatable.
It's one of those things when you hear an actor playing a particular, like, I always go back to this. When they said Heath Ledger was playing the Joker.
Right.
I was like, I don't see that.
No one
I said,
did.
There's
no,
no
way.
Way in this God's
no
green
way.
Earth.
No one did.
And I walked out of that theater like, I'm a liar.
I feel
stupid that I even said that because I was not expecting.
If anything, that's a testament to how great of an actor that Heath Ledger
yeah.
was. If anything
Absolutely.
Else.
You know who's pretty good, too? Wendell Paris.
Indeed.
Oh, wait. No. I'll do you one better. You in the fucking Wendell Pierce, man.
Wendell Pierce, he's like, you know, like if Wendell Pierce gets a superhero, Kirk has that much hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Right.
I'll give you.
That's one for the thick dog skin, bro.
Yeah, man.
Because
they ain't no fat people in Wakanda.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's true.
I can't.
Man,
no,
hey.
Then
no,
that's true.
That's true.
Hey, look. If
then you get fat shamed like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Look at what
is the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Excuse me.
Why do you eat so much?
Listen, I don't know the they're time. All in Zamunda singing Queen to Be. That's why.
That's why. Yep. That's why they're Canada.
Wow.
That's why they're Canada.
You get over Queen to Zamunda.
Let's be honest. What did you think when you first heard Carl Urban was playing Judge Dredd?
Oh.
You know what? To be totally honest, I'd be like, yeah, or whatever, cool.
Did you see the Dredd movie?
I don't think I knew enough about Carl Urban at the time to be upset one way or the other.
But the thing was, it was a Dredd movie. After that Stallone fiasco that we had with Armand DeSante overacting.
Exactly, and I kind of didn't care after that.
And it was kind of, it was kind of like,
I mean,
when I saw the pictures of him,
legit,
I was still kind of like, you know what, better than Stallone.
Yeah.
I'd rather, because Carl Urban actually, I saw him already in
Lord of the Rings.
It's not just Lord of the Rings, but the
Bourne movie.
Not just the Bourne movie. There's that sci-fi with The Rock, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It was a shoot 'em up space movie, Aliens.
What?
I don't know.
Doom.
Doom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was in Doom?
He was in Doom.
He was, that's right.
He was in Doom. And, after a while,
I was thinking Chronicles of Riddick. That's why I was like, I'm way off.
And he was Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Right, but I don't know if that was before.
I think that was before Doom.
That was before
Doom.
Shit, he was in Chronicles of Riddick.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, he was. He was
Which
the,
is not my favorite
Riddick.
He's
a bad guy. It's not.
It had the potential to be so.
Don't even get me started on Riddick.
Vin Diesel's Lobo.
I don't have money for that.
Oh my god, she just passed out.
We broke Terrence.
Vin Diesel, please give up all the D&D shit. Just play Lobo. I never even thought about it. Play Lobo. Please. I would love you to play Lobo.
I tell you what, the way The Rock and Tyrese are arguing, you ain't going to see a Fast and Furious movie again anytime soon.
That's true.
So what is that?
True. So there you go, Marvel.
Fast and fuck off.
But seriously, are they actually going to hold up those movies because of Tyrese?
Yeah.
No, they're going to hold up.
They're just going to say Tyrese is gone.
Okay.
This is how it was explained to me.
Listen.
This is how it was explained to me. They were trying to do the scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rock was like, well, I can't do it until such and so forth for time.
Right.
Right.
Tyrese started having a fit.
Right.
Because unlike everybody else who's been in like 90 different fucking movies, Tyrese is apparently broke.
He's got one.
He got this one.
He's just got this one franchise.
No, he's in a Transformers.
Oh, that's
right.
No, he was. No, he's not.
He's not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore, but
he's in the first two.
Okay.
He's been in like two or three.
Right.
He's been only the two, but they've been five since or six.
Right.
He hasn't been in any of them. They don't even have him back.
The point is, that's more than anybody else sitting here has.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm sorry, hold on. I'm being exasperated.
Okay.
It's Transformers. I'm actually okay now. Wait.
You okay not being in a Transformers movie?
Transformers or just working as a utility assistant?
I'm okay not being a Transformers. Now, if you do a live action version of the G.I. Joe animated movie with Cobra La, now I'm upset that I'm not in that.
My point is we're not in any of that shit. And Tyrese is. His money.
You don't know why I've been extra.
Wait, you don't know if they have Transformers that are just like us in Transformers movie? They already got a whole bunch of other black people that we didn't know was in the movie. They got Lil Wayne in there. We didn't know he was in it.
Shit.
Lil Uzi Vert's in there. He's the third one. I know that shit.
Yeah, I stopped watching that.
Listen. I stopped after Skid and Mudflap.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I stopped. That's Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne and Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
I was offended. You're right.
Yeah, I stopped watching
that.
If we are in the trench for movies, we're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
That don't sound like that. Motherfuckers.
Long as the day of the Scatman Brothers.
Why is that Transformer got a tire for a midsection?
They call it shine.
Damn, man. Oh, shut up.
They call it shine.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Wait. No.
You get in trouble, Doc. You just call me. Okay?
Now, is that Scatman or is that Van Peebles?
Oh, shit.
That ain't underground. That ain't underground. Oh, my God.
Danny wouldn't have made it out of the game. Because those motherfuckers would not have come back. Mm-mm. Sorry, little white boy. He on your own.
Let him go! Let him go!
There's a whole bunch of black dudes running out of like maze and shit in the snow. It's like, where the little white boy at? We had to let him go.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I want to backtrack on something.
Yes. Oh, hi.
I had a problem with Riddick. Because,
yeah? Which one? See,
the third one. Because it seemed like they regurgitated
the black. That whole movie was a problem.
That because when I read the premise of that film,
he
was talking about how his cat, like the part when he's like killing everyone.
Yeah.
And I read it, I was like, man, that sounds frightening as hell.
Yep.
And then I saw it and I was like, this is pitch black all over again.
Like basically, they were like, "Okay, Pitch Black worked, and we didn't expect it to. Let's make Chronicles of Riddick. Oh shit, that failed. Okay, well, Pitch Black worked, so let's make a remake of that, but make him kind of like Chronicles of Riddick."
Listen, my disappointment with Chronicles with Riddick was that they didn't bring back Toomes. Toomes was the fucking.
My disappointment was everything with fucking what's her name that Katie plays Starbuck. Yes, thank you. Every line that came out of her mouth was about, because I'm a lesbian, because I like women, and it was like, no one's even talking about that. No one knew, no one's talking about that.
Hold on.
And,
the best part, the best part of that was when he told the dude he was going to put his head in a box.
Oh, yes.
And he kicked the
dick in a box.
What? He kicks the machete. And the dude's like, oh!
You know, after a while, it was just kind of like, oh, I'm. Why am I even going after you?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of this shit. I just want to live.
I think I'm the only person in the theater that just kept cracking up over the fact that Papa John's was chasing him. Oh. I was like,
Papa John's. Isn't the dude who was chasing him also the guy who played Ra's al Ghul in Arrow?
Yes.
Yes. That's true.
How we have fun.
For all of 8 episodes.
Yes. Oh, in my lifetime, I saved Riddick and got killed in Arrow by a dude who dresses up like a low-budget Robin Hood.
Low budget Robin.
That says a lot too.
How far we've fallen.
I'm actually surprised that Netflix didn't decide to do like a Riddick.
I wish they would, because they would fix that shit.
Yeah, they would.
That shit needs to go from Chronicles of Riddick and onward. Like, I didn't see the Underverse. You set that shit up to let us go explore the Underverse. Show me.
Right, and then you get
I'm
no
down
payoff.
for this journey. Tell me to take me on it.
Yeah,
then taking me to like the same planet that you did for Riddick was, I mean, Chronicles of Riddick was like, I'm sorry, Pitch Black.
You know what the Underverse
was like, oh my God. Wait, what happened?
You know what the Underverse is?
What is the Underverse?
Underverse is madness.
This is what?
The Underverse is like Marvel. Like all the Marvel Celestials playing dice.
Probably.
Well, Wendell Pierce versing them.
What you with Wendell Pierce?
Oh, Wendell Pierce. Like every cast. Every cast in the wire. You got Omar as one of Celestials.
Oh, Jesus.
The voice of the government.
Yo, I would be down for that.
See?
Michael K. Williams.
He should.
Okay. Michael K. Williams has been miscast several times. Do you didn't see that Ghostbusters movie?
Oh, hard
Ghostbusters?
Yes.
With the all-female Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
He was the Fed.
Yes.
He was one of
right.
I was like, ah.
That's right. I forgot he was in that.
And he was in Assassin's Creed.
I didn't see that.
Me neither.
We don't talk about that movie.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm just saying, money's a motherfucker. Yeah. Money's a motherfucker.
He's actually had more success in TV.
No, he has. He has. Although, I don't understand how he ended up in the Trapped in the Closet video series, but
What? He was?
Yeah. He played the cop.
Yeah, he did.
Shut up. I saw that way before The Wire and anything else, so I don't remember that. Oh, shit. He was the cop?
Yeah.
That goes and finds everybody? I bet that I saw that whole drama.
That, you know what? That's the ultimate guilty pleasure.
Speaking
that's,
of horror movies,
that's the one thing nobody will ever admit that they sat through. But that's just like, yeah, I saw that shit.
Yo, some people paid for fucking concert tickets to that shit. So fuck them. I just watched the videos.
I had to see what happened after the closet and then he was dying. He was in the diner. I was like, well, how did he get in the diner after the closet? Oh, shit. I gotta find out what happened next.
We did another story.
Wait, they're underneath the highway now. Yo.
I was on that journey too.
Oh, yeah. No. I'll be at work. I'll be a little late at work today. Yes. No. I'm just.
You know, I gotta watch that closet. The latest episode.
Shit. He's even dying in that. Hold on. I'll call you back.
You know, there's shark in the closet, and then there's that Sharknado.
The Sharknado.
Where it's like, you just. It's like Sharknado is the lemming.
Yes.
Of television. So, like, you don't watch Sharknado because you're interested.
No.
You're just like, oh, there's another one.
Right.
You just gotta do your diligence.
Whatever else is on.
I'm not watching it tonight because I gotta watch
fucking Sharknado.
Real quick, actually, as a side note, they reference Sharknado in the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 5th season.
Yes, they do.
Oh, Jesus.
When you say reference,
they bring it up several times.
In several times? Well, in
they
season
reference
five,
it by names.
Right. In season five, the Earth has been destroyed. The team finds himself in outer space.
It is like a
what the fuck's going on? And they find out that the human civilization is now on this rock in outer space.
Yes.
Under Kree control. So most everybody on that rock, all the humans, were born on that on the rock. They weren't born on Earth. Mm-hmm. So one of them was like, she was saying, the dude who knew most about what was going on, he said, oh, yeah, he knew a lot about Earth. He was talking about all these crazy things that happened outside on the planet. Like, you know, you had hurricanes and earthquakes and sharknadoes. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, wait a minute, sharknadoes? Like,
y'all know that wasn't real.
That wasn't real. Yeah, he had explained to her that was a TV show that was not
like,
real.
Oh, really?
And that's the reference. And it was crazy because, you know, you're like, okay, that makes sense. See, none of them ever know anything about Earth. And all their references are old TV clips.
As a continuation of that side note, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., this season, really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really liking how this season is
going. I don't know how to feel. You know what? They took a Walking Dead turn.
Yeah, they just veered left really sharply, and somehow I'm liking it.
Yeah, I'm digging it, actually.
I want to see where this goes.
I want to see where it goes. Exactly. I want to see if they introduce any Skrulls. We keep getting...
They really have to, because I know the next few movies are going to introduce some Skrulls into the continuity, so... Right.
And I want to know if they're doing all the Kree genetics.
Oh my God, I would love it.
You know what I would like to see?
What?
Some Barkays.
Barkays. Mm.
And some Temptations. And some Four Tops. And some... I'm fucking with y'all.
No, actually, I got them on iTunes if you want.
Actually,
I got Temptations and Four Tops. Shut up.
Actually, you know what? My dream movie.
Yes.
Dream movie.
My dream movie. Absolute dream movie would be R-rated version of the X-Men fighting the Brood.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
With the cast that we have right now.
With the Michael Fassbender
nice.
Character, yes,
nice. Oh,
yes,
I can get behind that.
Yes, because I remember. Nice. You remember the animated series back in the '90s?
Yep.
They had sworn they were never going to do a Brood episode, and they did.
I was like,
oh my God!
That was where I actually learned about the Brood.
And I was like, this is because my brother had the comics, that whole series about the Brood, and I was like, this would make a great film. So if they ever decide to do. You know.
Well, we'll see.
I'm not talking to you, Bryan Singer.
The Disney conglomerate now that owns it.
Nice.
Yes.
Because you know they're going to buy it. They're going
to
buy Fox.
I'm not talking to you.
Totally going
to
happen.
Who would you hire to direct it? I would imagine a horror director would be great for that, actually.
Ernest Dickerson.
Really?
What else has he done? I don't know the name.
Ernest Dickerson?
Yeah.
Well, he was, for years, he was Spike Lee's cinematographer.
Yeah.
But he's been...
He did Juice.
He's been the number...
Oh, okay.
He's been
but he did a lot of episodes of Dexter.
He did. No, no.
And The Walking Dead.
And The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And The Walking Dead.
Cool.
And
we got a minute left.
Oh shit, we gotta go. Oh. We gotta go to the game.
We haven't done
we
it.
We don't have time for the game.
We don't have time for the game.
God damn.
I know. We got to.
You ran your mouth.
We basically handled. We basically handled at least half of what we were going to talk about initially. So, hey, we're going to sign out.
We have to sign out.
We have to sign out.
Sweet.
Because we're out of time. Yep. And Facebook has been acting a little wonky. But thank you for bearing with us, those of you that are still with us. And for Mark, Kirk, Taryn, and myself, we bid you a happy and a healthy holiday, even though we are probably going to do some sort of Christmas bonus Festivus episode.
Yes.
In fact, I'm actually going to insist on that. We're going to work that out.
Yeah.
After I, in this episode, right here, that we're going to post on Blog Talk 3, 2, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.